Item 6, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, and Department of Administrative Services, Architectural Engineering and Environmental Services staff, seeking authorization of payment to Grafe USA for professional services in an amount not to exceed $200,000 for the inspection and stabilization of the precast concrete structure in the Tropical Dome. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you. Mr. Keegan, could you introduce yourself for our audience out there?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. As the clerk said, we're seeking the authority to potentially award a contract to a professional engineering firm for greater than $100,000 as required by county ordinance. Potentially, this could go up to $200,000. But I'll give you a little background of where we're at. In late August, staff over at the Mitchell Park Domes noticed some small concrete spalls that had landed on the ground on the outside, the outer edges of the Tropical Dome. And so to take a look at that, we brought in the A&E staff, Greg Heise engineers, landscape architects from the Parks Department, and we started reviewing what we were finding, what we were seeing in that. Ultimately, we decided to bring in Grafe because of their extensive knowledge and past history of working and reviewing the Mitchell Park Dome structure, all of them. And so they brought in a 40-foot man lift, started taking a look at approximately 300 nodes in the building, found about 30% of them had a small problem with some concrete that's over a metal plate. As the concrete has, through the years, rusted, it's pushing out on these little bits of concrete and popping them off. To make sure that we're fully safe and we're being respectful of all of our people that come to visit, we immediately closed the structure and started taking a look at how we could get up to take a look at every one of these nodes, of which there are 1,700 in the facility. So through an extensive review, we found a lift out of Chicago. It's an interior man lift that will go up to 105 feet. The top of the domes is about 90 feet, and so this lift will get the engineers up to take a look at every node that needs to get in there. Because of the way the structure is put together, just a straight vertical lift doesn't, you know, just a straight man lift doesn't get the people to where we need to be. And so as they're going inspecting, if they're seeing any issues with it, they're taking it and hammering it and hitting it and knocking anything loose that potentially may be there. Their recommendation to us was then, after they did their inspection, that those metal plates that potentially are going to be exposed should be wire brushed and spray painted with a primer. To do that, we've contracted with our time and materials general contractor to come in with his staff to do that work. They'll be utilizing the lift at night, where Grafe will be up on the lift doing the inspections during the day. That way, reducing the amount of time that we need to have the lift, double utilization out of it, and potentially cutting our costs for the rental of the lift in half. And so right now I have a contract with Grafe to do all their work. The total is $91,000. We've executed that contract. With county ordinance saying greater than $100,000, we need to come to the board. If something were to happen as we get going and Grafe needs to come in with an adjustment that pushes them over $100,000, I wanted to come to the board to get the authority to keep people moving. Because if I have to wait, shut the project down, wait to come to the January cycle, the lift will be heading back to Chicago. It's a very popular and demanded lift. I have to then get back in the queue. Ultimately, that could cost me, two, 3 months of having to wait again. And so right now, we're not at 100,000. We're not at 200,000. But, if something unexpected comes up, we're looking to have the authority to be able to react to it. And so I guess I would take any questions.
Good. Questions by committee. Supervisor Borkowski.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I heard you correctly, Mr. Keegan, the Tropical Dome is not open now to the public?
Correct.
Okay. And how long has that been?
Late August, we shut it down.
Okay. And then according to this report that when you get your lift, it's going to take another 2 months?
The lift is here.
The lift
lift came last Thursday. Came through the front door. It's an amazing lift. It's an interior lift. It's 32 inches wide, 9 feet long, weighs about 4.5 tons, and about 5-6 feet high. It came in through the front door, and so but it you know has a capacity to take people up to 105 feet.
So, we expect the work to be done January, February.
I'm expecting the work to be hopefully done by the end of January, December and January.
Okay, so my question is, we're still charging full admission at the domes, correct then?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we're giving a discount at this time.
We are. Okay, so would it be a third, or I guess I'm just curious, because first of all, I'm glad that we are not charging the full bore simply because obviously people are not seeing the Tropical Dome. So I'm happy to hear that we've recognized that. Was there any thought that, from a marketing standpoint, that people that come in now, give them a coupon to see the new Tropical Dome, afterwards or whatever? Is there a chance that, it's not a very nice word, but I like to use it, and it's called exploiting. These are our patrons that come in. Chances are they're going to come back, especially to see the Tropical Dome that they haven't been able to get in for 6 months. And so there may be a marketing opportunity with a coupon or some other discount or whatever to bring these people back to see that after. So that's just my 2 cents.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll talk with our marketing people on that. Staff of the domes has been working with our customers to make sure everybody understands what's going on and all that. So.
Thank you.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Keegan, I understand that the Tropical Dome is one of three domes. What's the status, the condition of the other two domes at the moment?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we asked Grave to take an initial look at the other ones. They have not submitted that report yet, but I would expect at a later point in time we're going to want to do the same things.
Thank you, sir. Further questions by committee? If not, the pleasure of the committee. Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. All right, so $200,000. What if you don't use it? What happens? You're going to return it?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm not asking for any resources or any funds from the board at this point in time. We're using park operating dollars. If it grows, I'll probably come back to ask for some money.
Are the other two domes called Tropical Domes as well?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, no. There's the Tropical Dome, there's the Arid Dome, and the Show Dome. Show Dome is where we have music under glass every Thursday night with great bands. So there's a plug.
Supervisor Borkowski, then Supervisor Rainey.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move approval of this item. That may have been what the vice chair of this committee was going to do.
Actually, it was not. I was actually had myself interest in mine. I need a tour of those domes. I'm new here. I haven't had an opportunity to get out there. So, Dargo, Keegan, whenever you're available, I look forward to it.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, whenever you're, we'll touch base with you and get a date.
Appreciate it.
You can add me to that tour.
Very good.
I don't want to get any nodes or whatever to fall on me, though, so make sure everything.
We'll put you in the lift. We'll give you a ride in there.
I can still a couple fell on Bukowski over there.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps the committee could be notified of it if a tour time would be available for us to look. If the Tropical Dome, if we're allowed in there privately as this committee members to look at it to see what's going on, that might be cool. Supervisor Borkowski would like to know, I was planning to move approval after plugging the January 16th Johnny Cash tribute show at the domes.
So are you concurring with my?
We don't concur any longer. I'm sorry.
I do not concur, Mr. Chairman, no.
The motion before us is to approve. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Keegan.
Thank you.
Item number 7, please.